This is Fun Phone Production number 75. Stay Away, Cutter. Just a cut hair. Tape August 15th. Air September 27th.
Do your laugh. Well, when you do it, you gotta get real close.
There is now saliva all over the microphone as we begin. It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Fluke, Uncle Jeffy, and Evelyn. Gooley, you want to sing a love song with me?
Sure, let's go, honey.
Okay, ready? Hold that tiger, hold that tiger.
Honey, hey, well, that's no love song.
Sure it is, to another tiger. Recorded live before a studio laugh track.
Stay away. You're nothing but a pain in the ass. Stay away. If you don't, then your ass will turn into grass. 'Cause the smell that comes out of your body, dear, remains in a room for one whole year. Who would ever believe it?
Who would ever believe it?
Or even try to conceive it?
Or even try to conceive it?
Yeah, we'll knife you to death if you don't improve your breath. Stay away.
Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away.
Screw you, Cutter!
Well, I'm glad to see you're all in a good mood today. All right, yesterday we were discussing how many soldiers contracted the clap during World War I. Now as we... All right, hold it. Where are Lincoln and Horseshit?
Mr. Cutter, I would like to make a statement.
All right, Sexton, you know where Horseshit and Lincoln are?
Yeah.
Okay, where are they?
They ain't here.
That's cute, Sexton. Have you ever thought of going into the movies?
If anyone should go into the movies, it's gotta be me.
Romarino, just sit there and behave yourself. And you girls in the audience better shut up or I'll have the pages throw you all out of here. I still want to know where Horseshit and Lincoln are.
Hi there.
All right, a soul brother.
All right, knock it off, knock it off. Lincoln, where have you been?
Well, you see, I've been, what you might call, not here.
Very funny, very funny. Have you got a note excusing you for being late?
A note? Oh, yes, a note. Well, I don't seem to have one handy.
Okay, okay, just sit down so we can get started. All right, Horseshit, where have you been?
Oh, Mr. Cutter. I've been out picking my nose.
Well, now, what are you late? With your nose, it's an all-day job. What did you use to pick it, a steam shovel?
Oh, Mr. Cutter, you're so funny.
Okay, let's get started. It looks like we're not going to get anywhere today. Hello, Mr. Woodchuck, what's the trouble?
Cutter, what in blazes is going on in here?
What's the matter, Mr. Woodchuck? Did you hurt your head or something? These are my grease pigs. I'm trying to teach them history.
Cutter, I've had it with you. Would you please step outside with me for a moment? Please?
Well, we finally find out that Cutter and Woodchuck are gay.
Sexton, shut your mouth, and the rest of you, shut up until I get back.
You mean when you get back, we can start making noises again?
All right, now what's wrong, Mr. Woodchuck?
What's wrong? What's wrong? Cutter, do you realize what this school is turning into?
What do you mean?
I mean that horseshit with his nose. All the hallways are full of boogers.
But Mr. Woodchuck, horseshit can't help us having a big nose. When he was born, it took four doctors to pry him loose from his mother's womb.
Never mind, Cutter. I want your entire army of grease pigs to start cleaning up the hallways at this school immediately. We've already had three patients in the nurse's room from this mess already. Two slipped on the snot and the third was strangled by a booger wrapped around his throat.
But Mr. Woodchuck, I gotta teach the grease pigs about how many soldiers contracted the clap during World War I.
Never mind about my past, Cutter. I want this school cleaned up now.
Yes, sir.
And hurry up. If the cafeteria finds out about this mess, they'll be serving it for lunch.
What the hell is going on in here?
Did I hear someone say, what the hell is going on in here?
Yeah, me, what's going on?
Oh, that's cool, Daddy. I mean, that's really cool. My ears are in perfect condition.
Lincoln, knock off the jokes. What is this?
This is war, Mr. Cutter. A real live war. Ain't it exciting?
Yeah, exciting. But who's fighting?
All the L.A. independent stations. They're all trying to get our show when it goes into syndication.
Really?
Yeah! You should have been here before. NBC and CBS were taking bets.
You mean our show is that popular?
Yeah!
Well, screw Woodchuck and his boogers. Give me a gun and let me join in!
Gooly, did I ever tell you about my grandfather, the swinger?
No, honey, why don't you?
Okay, if you say so. See, my grandfather's about 92, and one night he went to a massage parlor.
He went to a massage parlor.
Right, so he walks up to the broad at the front desk, and he says, I want a massage.
And what did the broad at the desk say?
The broad at the desk says, you want a massage? How old are you? And my grandfather says, I'm 92. So the broad says, you're 92, you've had it. And my grandfather says, I did, how much do I owe you?
Nothing but a pain in the ass. Stay away. If you don't, then your ass will turn into grass. 'Cause the smell that comes out of your body, dear, remains in a room for one whole year. Who would ever believe it?
Who would ever believe it?
Or even try to conceive it?
Or even try to conceive it?
Yeah, we'll knife you to death if you don't improve your breath. Stay away.
Stay away, stay away, stay away.
Cutter was played by Stu, Gooly was Evelyn, Mr. Woodchuck was played by Jeffy, Booberino was Fluke, Horseshit was played by Uncle Brucey, Sexteen was Oscar Malloy, and Lincoln was Larry West Hollywood. This is Stu Funfone speaking.